This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. President Trump is visiting a heavy equipment factory in Pittsburgh today, in part to campaign for a Republican candidate looking to fill a vacant congressional seat there. The president's expected to promote the new tax bill and to tout recent growth in U.S. manufacturing, a sector he campaigned on saving. Marketplace's Aaron Schrank has more.
U.S. manufacturing added about 200,000 jobs last year, another step in the sector's slow but steady recovery since the recession, when a third of those jobs disappeared. Rob Atkinson with the Information Technology and Innovation Foundation says we're still a million jobs shy of where we were a decade ago.
The bloodbath is over, but I wouldn't call this a renaissance. I'd call it more of a convalescence.
Still, total output is nearing all-time highs, and new orders for American manufactured goods are rising at the quickest pace since 2003. Mark Zandi at Moody's Analytics says President Trump shouldn't take much credit.
I don't think he's had any impact on the manufacturing base, at least not so far. The global economy had a very good year, and you mix that in with a softer dollar. That means U.S. exports increased substantively, and that's the real juice to manufacturing.
New tax cuts are also expected to boost the sector this year, but Zandi cautions any move by Trump to impede global trade, like killing NAFTA, could derail it. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.